Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans. Busted Open Nation here on a Saturday. Welcome in to the weekend edition, podcast edition of Busted Open. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, along for this ride. And it is a good thing because we are talking friendship here on a Saturday. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens rekindling, reuniting their respect, their friendship last night on SmackDown. We talk about that moment and how it came to be. Also, with a little help of the one from the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, bridging that gap. He tell you how that all came to fruition last night on Friday night. We're also talking about the great triple threat match now scheduled for WrestleMania between Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre. Sheamus and Drew having an absolute banger, shocking, last night on SmackDown. We'll dive into that. And it wouldn't be a Saturday edition of Busted Open if myself and the world's strongest man didn't give you, Busted Open Nation, the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling with weekly winners. So sit back, relax, click play. Let's get it going. Busted Open on Saturday. When you look through the last 20 years of professional wrestling, few have been closer and more inexplicably linked than one Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And last night, with the little help, right, of some mediation courtesy of the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, which we will talk about, right? Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, Mark Henry, they had themselves a moment last night on Friday Night SmackDown.
Man, I'm just going to say it like, there's very few times that you get the feel-good moment to where it makes you almost cry. Like the movie when the dog saves the baby and everybody, you know, it's just like Disney, you know, the Disney finish.
Yeah, give me the goosebumps.
Bro, that was a Disney finish last night, man. I found myself going... Whoa, yeah, that was heavy. Yeah. Like, it was redemption, it was forgiveness, it was grace, mercy, like all those things that make you feel like, you know what, man, like my heart feel better. It was a heartfelt moment.
It really was.
And it's hard to create because it's wrestling and it's so big brutes, people hitting each other. But then you get to be able to get that emotion like that. That's a skill. That's an art. It was well, well done.
It really was. And it was well done on every front, right? I feel like we will talk about Jey Uso and his involvement and his emotion, right? And selling and what he brought to that situation. But the pure joy and the genuine sort of embrace that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn shared at the end of the show. And we'll walk you through how we got there last night and the moments. And Cody Rhodes had a great promo at the beginning of the show, actually involving Kevin and Sami, where it started the show and it kind of looked like, hey, you know, Kevin Owens is not going to have Sami Zayn's back, right? Like, we didn't know where they stood at the beginning of the show. Their friendship, it still very much looked to be on the outs. Then through a course of some motivation and then a beat down by the Usos, right? Kevin Owens comes out and right. Saves the day. But Mark, Ryan, yeah.
Would people have to go, could we put a clip of the finish of the hug, the whole sequence of it.
Oh, I'm sure we can retweet that. I'm sure it's out on WWE. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say because
yeah,
I think that people are gonna have to go and see it from yeah. the yeah. you know, from the time that the promo starts until the end.
Where yeah, it was at. A great build. There was nuance to it. It wasn't just the embrace and, like, I mean, there was the payoff, right? It was a lot that happened in between that. But one thing I want to ask you, just before we dive into the nuts and bolts of this and really pick at it and try to, I guess, really figure out exactly how it's going to play out in 2 weeks. I think we kind of hope and know what the end game might look like, but there's still 2 weeks of stories that we got to tell. And I imagine it's going to be strong storytelling, because when you bring in this story of Owens and Zayn and their history, I mean, it's been so
brothers.
Yeah, brothers. And that is what I wanted to talk about. Getting to work with people that you genuinely like. I mean, this has to, Mark, you've gotten the pleasure of doing it throughout your career. I know how highly you think of Ron Simmons. I mean, we've talked about it on the air, off the air. But I know you have other friends in the business that you got to work with. And I don't know if any, and that's speaking volumes to the relationship that Owens and Zayn has, but I don't know if any of them match that, because I mean, 20 years, I don't know if anyone stayed around. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like your
but they've known
around.
Each other over 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. It's so crazy how this played out. But for you, through your perspective, could you maybe speak on what it's like probably for them to not only have this moment, but to have this moment together with all the work they put in, and then also getting to travel the road with your friends, getting, you know, to be in a storyline like this that lifts you both up and you know you're doing great work, getting to be creative with the people you enjoy most in this business, Mark?
Before I start bringing it to wrestling, these guys know each other's families.
Yeah.
They have holidays together and vacation and just overall hangout time. Their kids love their kids. They have mutual friends outside of wrestling. It's they really do give a shit about each other. And when you put wrestling in the fray, how you feed your family? They're working together. They get to make money to put money away for their kids' college and, you know, just anything that they need to survive, and even all the extras, just to have nice things. They're able to provide that because they are working together, and
you're
they're willing
you're
to.
You're getting to be rich, and you're getting to be rich and famous with your best friend, Mark.
Right, man, come on, man. Does it get better than that?
I don't think so.
Does it get better than that?
Yeah.
And to be able to work, and then the creativeness and the art of what we do in the ring, you get to share that passion in the ring artistically. Where are they losing? Where? Point to it. I don't see it. They are winning at a level that people can see through the work. They can see through
100%.
The TV. They can see through. And that hug, that was a real I love you hug, man. Thank you. It was real. I could feel it. And I'm sitting there going, whoa, man, this is different. Real brothers. They're not just friends. They brothers. I got people that I have relationships with that are just as strong as my love for my brother. And that is what you get. And when you start talking about Uso, and we know Uso's brother, Kevin was telling him weeks ago, you have family. Why would you go look for it? It's staring you right in the face. And sometimes you got to come to your own understanding. People could tell you, my kid, I got two kids. Everybody know Jacob and Joe. I could tell Jacob and Joe stuff sometimes till they blew in the face. Or Tom blew in the face.
I was going to say, they're not stressing.
And yeah. Then somebody that they respect, family or otherwise, You could tell them something, anything, and they go, oh, and I'm like, I've been telling you that for months. It's the way and where it comes from. I told you, like, when I do my seminars, I don't teach the how in wrestling. You can go to a wrestling school and learn how. I teach you the where, the when, and the why you do it. It's more psychology-based. That is what I felt like happened with them last night. Everybody knew that there's a how. But they learned, why is this happening? When is the big thing going to take place? Those are the things that you really want to put an emphasis on.
And
is the why, when, and where.
And Mark, easier said than done, right? Because it's the little nuances. It's Jay, you know, furthering the story last night. It's the embrace and the realism of the hug. It's looks, it's glances, it's the things they say. Sometimes, Mark, it's the things you don't say.
It's not said. Yeah.
Exactly. But this is one of those instances where you have, in this case, four people at the absolute top of their game, the Usos and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And listen, you can, the outliers and the people in the orbit, but for the sake of this conversation, we're talking about this tag team title match that's going to be happening now at WrestleMania between these four men, right? It's not official. It's not officially official, but that's where we're headed. I think we all know that. But it's the comfortability of those four. It's the respect that those four have. It's the time they already shared, specifically Owens and Jericho, Owens and Zayn, and the times that they spent together and the moments that they built to this, the comfortability, the table feel of it all. There's a familiarity with these four that where I don't even know if they need to talk about stuff, Mark. It's almost like it just happens. It just flows. And it's so, so clear when you watch on TV.
Bro, it just hit me. I said it in last time I was talking. The brothers versus Usos.
Yeah.
Like, that it's not best friends. It's they're brothers versus the Usos. Like, I want to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the ones. Like, you could title it whatever you want to, but you tell me that there is a tag match that you want to see more than that right now.
There is not a match I want to see more than that. I am more intrigued with that match and what that crowd is going to be like and what it looks like for the tag team titles going forward, because I really hope and I really believe that Owens and Zayn are going to win those titles, right? And all due respect to Cody and Roman, it's a great story. It's the story. I am not questioning that. I'm saying for my taste and for what we're talking about heading into this match, that is the story that I'm most intrigued by and how they're going to pull it off. And, you know, all due respect again to the women, because we know Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes are going to be main eventing one night. And I think Bianca or Charlotte and Rhea, right, could do that as well. I think they deserve it as well. But damn it, Mark, if we're going best stories, if we're going longest stories, if we're going the things that I'm most intrigued by, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn versus the Usos, that needs to main event one of these WrestleMania nights. It has to.
I don't know, man. I think that match is going to be so good you can put it anywhere.
Probably I agree. I'm just talking about the moment. But the moment, close the night down with it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but you know, it's going to be.
We're all like sad saying it. We're kind of like bummed. We're like, yeah, it's the truth, but we want Bianca to have that moment again, or we want Rhea and Charlotte to have that because they deserve it as well. And it's not. I mean, hell,
and they've had it though. They've also had it. You got to give opportunity where opportunity is right.
And in a business, in a company. Not the business. The business didn't forget about tag team wrestling. Shout out the Bucks, Lucha Brothers, the Usos, people, New Day, people who have been carrying that torch and sticking with tag team wrestling and believing in tag team wrestling. WWE has not always believed in tag team wrestling. right?
Right.
Especially the last 20 years. What better way to say it matters again? What better way to say, to put some shine back on those tag team belts? That's not to say the Usos haven't done it. They absolutely have, right? I'm just saying, a great feud, a great moment, a great main event. Let's make tag team wrestling great again, man.
Bro, they are doing it at a high level.
Yes, they are.
We're sitting here like debating on whether or not they should be the main event.
They've been telling that story very well on WWE television. Now, in terms of telling the story, last night, Cody Rhodes came out and kicked off the show. Big Cody week in WWE. Last night, Cody Rhodes came out and cut an impassioned promo to both Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, specifically more to Kevin Owens. I thought it was masterful storytelling.
It was. And they put him on the podium. They put him on the stump. Let's go to the stump speech. They put Cody on the stump above everybody, preaching down the gospel to the masses. And you know about the stump speech. When this country was really established itself, being built, there was fields and forests cut down for lumber to build what we call America today. Theodore Roosevelt stood on a stump to speak to people, and it became a stump speech, and people started doing this politically, traveling across the nation. That's what I saw last night. I saw Cody being the president. I saw Cody being the face of the company. I saw Cody being the voice of reason and being able to talk to two of the most on fire best wrestlers in the world. He took the lead. The company said, "Hey, we need to put Cody on top. We need to make him shine." And they did just that.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, triple threat, WrestleMania. God help us all, Mark Henry.
Bro.
More specifically, God help those three.
There is going to be some extreme violence in that match. Two of the hardest hitting guys in the business. And then you add Drew McIntyre, who is a grown-ass man and just don't care. And is willing to put his body on the line and do anything. Bro, it's going to be hard as hell.
What I mean, this is...
I don't want that match to go before mine.
Oh, no.
I don't want that match. When you follow that, the crowd going to be like this. Oh, shit.
Well, I think that's why you have to... I mean... You have to have it start one of the nights. I think the first night. You have it start the first night. Yeah, and have everyone else play up to it. Right?
And then make everybody follow.
Exactly. This is the benchmark. Try and top this. Right? And it's terrifying from a couple of standpoints. The era that which they are, the style of their big men. Like that. They operate in an entirely different era. Like them as big men cannot be comparable to big men of the era that we grew up in. And then, oh yeah, the chip on all three of their shoulders, specifically Sheamus and McIntyre. I mean, they are pissed probably. They should be pissed at different points over the course of the last few years. Specifically Sheamus and McIntyre. McIntyre's been used a little bit better. Sheamus has been here and there and kind of everywhere in between. These three men have a point to prove. My God, it's going to be violent.
And it's kind of right now been Gunther's turn.
Yes, no question.
So now you're going to have Gunther going in against two hungry, like, men that's willing to put their bodies on the line and show you why they're in the match in the first place.
Exactly.
Not to mention the attitude of two of those guys I know really well. And I've had matches with where it's like, hey, let's give them something to follow. So I know the mentality. And it's going to be whoever you put behind them, you might want the match to be a gimmick match or to be something that is not got a lot of steam on it.
Yeah.
Because you want it to be a down, like, all right, let's take a breath. And then we're going to come, you know, with the bro, that I wouldn't want to follow that.
You could do Lesnar and almost because maybe that's a quick match and you just have Brock come out and take care of business. And it's a big hoss match, but with different sort of outcomes. The triple threat obviously goes a long time. It tells a story. Lesnar tells a story. It just doesn't go a long time.
You know what, man? I don't see that match going more than 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
If you have 10 minutes, I don't know if I'll use that one.
Okay.
That one, I think, is going to be a right before the main event match.
Okay.
Because it's going to mean a lot.
It makes sense. It's Brock Lesnar.
It's Brock Lesnar. And you got a 7'3" giant that – is big, can move. You see how he handled Brock?
Well, yeah. I mean, theoretically, it should. I mean, I thought the toss over the top rope could have been cleaner. And I guess that's kind of, listen.
Well, I mean, this ain't gymnastics.
Yeah. Well, like, but they do need to tell style points. But Mark, they do need to tell a story in that match. And I am worried a little bit of how that story is going to play out. I just want them to be firing on all cylinders. I want them to be invested, you know, because I don't know how invested the universe is, quote unquote.
Yeah, but you was picking nits right there. That's the difference.
Am I?
Yeah, that was.
Do you feel nits. Like do you feel like people are excited for this match? Because I don't get that feeling, Mark.
I don't think that people are excited that like we are for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and the Usos. No.
Right.
It's not at that level, but it's also, you know, we talk about a gimmick match.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a gimmick match.
It's an attraction match for Brock. It's a Brock Lesnar showcase. Yeah.
Yeah. So you get an attraction. Man, I put that up there with like pre-main, you know, stuff like that. Give people a chance to take a breath, but also be entertained and have some anxiety about seeing Brock walk into the ring and almost is standing there towering above him.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's a tall, skinny guy. The dude is wide as the front of a Buick.
He's gigantic, man. No, optically, so, it's like, going to play. And I get your point, right? You don't, it's an attraction match. It's a specialty match. And Brock Lesnar being included in any event is a big deal. So it needs to be treated as such. So I'm with you. And when we talk about Haas as we go back to that triple threat. I mean, there's so much to like about this. Just the styles make fights, what we're going to see, the car crash that it's going to be, the violence, as you said, Mark, that is going to be on display, but also the legitimacy behind it. We talked about a little bit in the last hour about the value of tag team wrestling and how much the Usos have restored and how much this match between Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and the Usos is going to mean at WrestleMania. On some level, I think the same thing can be applied to Gunther. And the Intercontinental Championship. That man has put an incredible amount of shine back on that belt. He's the longest, long reigning champion in the modern era in the 21st century, as they said, the longest reigning IC title holder in the 21st century, right? And he looks the part. He plays the part. He wrestles the part. So that prize that these hosses are going to be going all out for, that are going to be bringing the violence for, is elevated because of what Gunther has done with that title. And I'm sure he is not going to want to give up that title at WrestleMania, which is going to play into the story. And Mark, to your point, the violence.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to play into that. And that violence is kind of going to be what we want, because I don't think that...
It's what we expect.
We expect it. And think about the chops. The back and forth. Bro, I could call this match.
I was going to say, you think about the chops.
Well, I'm not taking it. No, thank you. I don't want it. But the toll of the Bowery.
Yeah.
Sheamus digging those big forearms, bang, hitting him. And then him giving Sheamus those triple backing him up chops that sound like somebody's shooting a starting gun off, and then walking right into, as soon as Sheamus goes through the ropes, he turns around, one of those big kicks by Drew, he goes out of the ring to the floor. Bro, that sequence right there is worth the price of admission right there. If I was the agent or the coach for that match, it would be so easy to not only play the hits, but to put people in suspense, like what's going to happen, I'm excited and booking the match already, and we still got 2 weeks.
So, you know, you got a good WrestleMania card now. As we talk about hosses, as we talk about the big man Gunther, I feel like Gunther's lost his honorary membership into the buffet club, man. That man is looking cut lean. Up. I mean, almost too lean. Like, I don't know if I like cheekbone Walter. I kind of like pudgy, rotund, pinkish-hued Walter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it added to the aesthetic. He's getting too Walter, you're getting too healthy, man. Pick up a burger. It's some bullshit.
I don't know about his health, because just because you're thinner, if you could use that as a word for describe him.
Yeah, right.
Leaner.
Yeah,
does not mean you're fit. You're more fit. But
yeah, you tell him. You tell him, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. We're healthy people.
Yeah, that's right, damn it.
And we hover around a buffet every now and then. It's all right, guys. Come on now. Go get your sandwich.
Hover.
I'm going to tell you something. Gunther has proved to me that even with his weight loss and the way that he looks, he still looks strong, and he is doing everything that he did when he was a big guy.
Yeah.
So if you can still get the same result or better, because he's probably more endearing right now, like, I don't see this being an easy win by any one of those men.
Hey, everyone. Jen Piacenti here, host of Sticks and Stacks, the podcast that brings you the very best action from the world of hockey and baseball. Each week, myself, Sean Drotar, and Nate Lundy will bring you our best picks and talk you through the props, bets, and fantasy advice that can help you become the best fantasy manager in your league or even just help you win some money. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
We start with the week on Monday, and I kind of talked about it in hour one, and it's been pretty obvious if you've been watching any WWE programming, very Cody Rhodes heavy, and that absolutely applied to Monday. And honestly, I know there's been people talking about Cody fatigue and should they be using him more carefully and more sparingly as we head into WrestleMania and all that. Listen, maybe on SmackDown, because I don't know how much SmackDown actually needs it, but Raw was sorely missing that sort of North Star, that sort of driving force on the show. And I think to a large degree, Cody's really added to that and really shored up and made Monday nights highly watchable for those 3 hours. He's a big reason why.
He is the main reason why. No. And that's saying a lot when you got Roman Reigns, you know, on the ballot.
And Brock Lesnar.
And Brock Lesnar, and the list mm-hmm. goes on. Seth freaking mm-hmm. Rollins, brother. Like, yeah. I mean, they there's a load of talent that we're seeing that this guy is taking precedence over. And that means something. Like, yeah. He moves the needle, and he's everything now that is kind of looked at in the office as somebody that can carry the load. His awareness and understanding of the business is extremely high. He's helped run a company before that yep. had days where they beat them in the ratings multiple times. And he's the suit wearing, professionally polished, personified thing that Vince loves so much. As well as, why would you bring in somebody with the aura of Cody Rhodes, where he came from in that company, and not push that guy to the moon?
Yeah.
If you don't, it's a bad investment. It's like you're an offense in the NFL, like the Ravens, that's geared towards running the quarterback, having a running back, and throwing to the tight end. And then all of a sudden you say, you know what, guys? Let's go with the spread. Let's throw it around the yard.
Going five wide, dropping bombs.
Like, it don't make sense.
Right.
And that's what I feel like about Cody. They know what they got into. And I feel like they should pour resources and time into his development.
And they are.
And they've been doing that.
Really solid show, watchable for the 3 hours. Didn't jump off the page though for me. I can't speak for you, Mark, but I not weekly winner territory for me. But before the show, one of the things you said, you're like, hey man, when are we going to talk about NXT? Like, we got to talk about NXT. Well, now is your chance, because I know you've been waiting to talk about NXT, and specifically, Mark, one of the best tag teams, not just in NXT, really, but in all of WWE. And damn it, people need to start talking about them and giving them the credit and the flowers they deserve for the work they put in 2022 and 2023. And that is the Pretty Deadly, Mr. Mark Henry.
Brother, Pretty Deadly is slowly becoming one of those top five, top three tag teams. The way that they perform, if they wrestle the rest of the year like they wrestled on Tuesday, they're going to be a top three tag team.
People think that's hyperbole.
No,
people
without
think,
a doubt.
I hope you're listening.
I know
Mark
people
Henry,
think that there are now, but I know you. I can name three tag teams right now that's better than them.
Oh, of course. But they've got all the intangibles. They've got the size. They've got the vibes. They got the character work, right? They're a little goofy when they need to be, but they are all business when they step inside the squared circle.
Yeah, not to mention, man, you got Zoe Stark that came in there and defeated Sol Ruka, who they very athletic.
Bro, I mean, beautiful. Sol Ruka.
Bro, like they got she got money written all over.
I almost feel like it real quick on Sol Ruka. You let her cook a little bit in NXT. You don't put a strap on her. You don't make her a champ. You work her a little bit, and then I think she's ready right now. Like, I can't speak to her mic work really. I mean, that you don't think so? You kind of strained there when I said that. No.
No, why? I don't think
why?
So.
Why? If I'm
yet,
advocating for Sol Ruka, she's got the look.
She's got to polish those moves. People got to see her and be able to say, okay, I'll try that. I'll do that. No thanks. And like, whatever. You got to develop over time. She don't have to get a title there.
No.
She don't have to be the champion. She can go and develop on the main roster and just show gradual improvement, 1% better day is what I –
Mark, explain. Yeah, Mark, explain this to me. I look at her fluidity, right? Her strength, her creativity in the ring, the way she's able to execute some of these large spots she does. They all hit for me. They all look damn near flawless. What about her is not ready? What about her is unpolished? I'm curious. I know she's early. I know she's young. I know she comes from that cheerleading extreme sports background, but bro, like, she just seems like a natural already in pro wrestling.
You know what? There's a lot of people that seem like they're great when they're in there with the best talent. Like the last few matches I've seen in there with, she's been in there with like the best people.
Yeah.
And you know, like Zoe Stark, hell, she can make a broomstick look good.
Sure.
So, like, sometimes you got to shine, like we were saying about Will Hobbs and Phoenix. They can shine independently of each other. Her in-between wrestling is still not all the way there.
Pivot from Tuesday into Wednesday, AEW Dynamite, big show for AEW, matches galore. But I think for a lot of people talking about, yes, the Trios Championship three-way that closed the show was an outstanding match. Cassidy and Jarrett had a fun match for the AEW International Championship, new title being minted. But the Rebar Mitzvah celebration for Maxwell Jacob Friedman kicking off the show. And it was a little quirky. It was a little goofy at different points, but they really brought it home and put a bow on it. I loved the way that show kicked off. And I don't know, it created another memory. And Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF, keeping things fresh, keeping things entertaining. And
It was a star power. You know, segment. It carried the show through. It started off with the intensity that we talked about. You know, follow this. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was some negative that came with it. You know, I wasn't a fan of, you know, everybody in that locker room is, you know, beneath me. I didn't have to be on dark. Like, don't shit on shows. But outside of that, that was as good a segment as I ever saw on AEW.
We pivot from Wednesday into Thursday. I was actually at those tapings for Impact here in Las Vegas for a few of those moments, man. Man, it was busy, but it is good. Impact really, really finding a sweet spot heading into their multiverse show that they're going to be doing in a couple weeks. Man, I love so much what Impact's doing. Title changes, big matches, Speedball Bailey and Jonathan Gresham getting it in, man. I feel like this company can't do any wrong right now.
Well, and the Bullet Club stuff, too.
Yeah.
You talk about Speedball, like, him and Gresham, like, they got good chemistry. Mm-hmm. You know how you could just, you know, the wrestling is there, the entertainment is there, the The storytelling of grappling is there. I mean, like, underrated. Both of those guys are underrated. Yeah. And to put them together just equals money.
All right, so we go from Thursday into Friday. And I'm just going to tell you right now, Mark Henry, as we talk about Friday and everything that we saw on Friday Night SmackDown, mainly through the lens of the Bloodline, everything that we saw to start the show, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, the back and forth between them, finishing the show with the embrace, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn rekindling their friendship and embracing and getting a massive pop from the crowd, the Intercontinental title match, contender match, between Drew and Sheamus, and then the way that played out and set the table for what we're going to be seeing in the triple threat at Mania get with Gunther. The back and forth between Charlotte and Rhea, which we're going to talk about after the break. Mark, Friday night for me is my weekly winner. I thought it was the best show of the week because of the moments, because of the contender match between Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. It was the best show to me. What say you, my guy?
You know what, man? As much as I love Powerhouse and Phoenix, I felt like they really carried the show. Daniel Garcia and Brody King was awesome. Yeah. But it was, you know, SmackDown was too much. They had way too many things. Just the in-ring with Cody and Sammy and the big finish. Those two things alone were enough. But, you know, you add in the stuff with Dom and Rhea and Ray. You add in, you know, I really enjoyed the LA Knight and Xavier Woods.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, we haven't talked about that today.
All of
this,
everything that happened on that show, they all were in line with each other. And I guess we ought to agree, man. SmackDown takes the week.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.